Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. It's another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. And I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said. And I trust in the Word of God. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. This is Bishop Poole. I'm here. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you, wherever you might be. Amen. We ask you to continue to pray for one another. We know you're able to do everything. God is able as well. Amen. We ask, and amen, that the continue to pray for the prayer warriors. Amen. Those that in the pray for those that are having problems and going through trials and tribulation. Amen. And we know God is able to do everything but fail. Amen. Remember, amen, regardless of what your situation is, amen, the Lord is able to work in those positions. Amen. We're tonight and today, wherever you might be, amen, the subject is, amen, living faith. Living faith. Amen. And we know, amen, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. By it the elders obtain a good report. Amen. So we're asking you to pray for each and every one, because prayer, amen, it goes in heaven. And in heaven, God reaches out to each and every one. Amen. Whatever the condition is or whatever the situation is, amen. And we know he's able. Amen. Father, we thank you right now. You say where two or three touch and agree, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. Oh, Lord, we ask you to come by tonight and to touch these broadcasts. Amen. Those that are going through trials and tribulation. Oh, God, we know you're able. Amen. To look upon them and deliver them from all matter of evil, wherever it might be. Wherever it might be. And, Lord, we're asking you, amen, to bless those that are in the storm area, those that are having conditions, amen, they feel that no one knows, but we know you know. You know and you see and you hear all matter of trials and all matter of situations, amen. We thank you for keeping us and keeping all the people that's been around, amen, and that standing by, reaching out, let them know they're not by themselves. And Lord, we thank you for that. And with all of that, we thank you for the storm, the wind and the rain, because you are in every place, every condition, everywhere. You're all seeing, you're all knowing. Amen. And we thank you for that. Amen. We thank you for waking us up in the morning. We thank you for laying down at night. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, for blessing us in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for the food we eat, places we sleep. Amen. I was laying down at night, and I heard it rising in the morning. And, Lord, we thank you for it. And, Lord, we ask you to bless, amen, every situation, wherever it might be, because you say you never leave us, you never forsake us. And, Lord, we know you're able. to do everything but fail. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you again. This is Dr. Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We ask you to continue to pray. Amen. For all the listeners, wherever they might be. Amen. In time like these, some of us are never expected to depend on other people for help. Amen. Never expected, amen, to be in the situation we're in. But just why Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And as time goes on, you find out when people let you down, amen, God will be there. He will be there. He will be, amen, he will be when mother and father forsake it. David said, when mother and father forsake you, Jesus said, I'll be there. I'll be there. Amen. We want you to, as you continue to go, amen, listen to the broadcast, and amen, wherever you might be, you might have a computer, amen, from time to time, and you can go to your computer and look for the website. Amen. You can go to Doctor of Truth and Blog Talk Radio, Doctor of Truth, or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can scroll down and you can click on, amen, media and find us. You'll see it on Facebook. As well, you can find us on Ustream. And at the bottom of the page, amen, if you desire, you can click on donation. Amen. excuse me, as well as the Bibles, I always like to mention, amen, the Bible is true. And wherever you, those that are fighting against the Word of God, and they're fighting against the Bibles, and they're fighting against everything, that ask them to look out now. Amen. Look at all the trials. Look at all the situations that are out there. Amen. And the Bible has spoken about, amen, walls and rumors of walls. Amen. Ask them, amen, what they think about what the Bible is saying. Amen. What the Word of God is saying. Amen. About earthquakes and diverse places and diseases. Amen. And walls. And see what they're saying about it. See what they're saying about it. Amen. And see what they think about it. Amen. Do they believe in anything? Amen. They could believe, amen, that the word must be true. The word must be true. Amen. The word must be true. And when we're thankful, amen, we always ask you to, amen, look upon situations and find out, amen, where you're going, what is happening, and what conditioning that you find yourself in, amen, and maybe you can be able to help others just by you yourself. Amen. You yourself been going through situations, and you learn, amen, you learn, amen, that Jesus is the answer of all things, in all things. And when you do find that out, amen, share it with others. Share it with others. And this is why it's so important, amen, when we have programs like this, and you find yourself, amen, listening in, wanting to be a part of, amen, the program. Amen. Just share what you have. Share what you have. Amen. And you'll find that God will be blessing you if you just share what you have. So we thank God tonight and today, wherever you might be. Amen. We're getting ready to go into the scriptures dealing with faith. What is faith? Amen. The Word of God says, now the 11th chapter of Hebrews, very familiar, Amen. And we're going to work, amen, from the 11th chapter of Hebrews and see, amen, what they're saying, amen, from the Bible. And we'll be working from the King James Bible. Some of you will have other scriptures and other Bibles. You can feel free, amen. But we always work from this because we find that all over the world in different areas, people do have, amen, the King James in different areas, amen, in different areas. So we're also comfortable with, amen, the Amplified Bible and the Amplified Bible, and we're also comfortable with the American Standard Bible, amen, and the Good News Bible as well. Amen. We're looking at right now in Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Amen. Hebrews, the 11th chapter from the King James Bible. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. Amen. Through faith we find that the world was framed by the word of God. Amen. So what we're looking for, amen, in times like this, amen, to take another look, amen. Many times as we go through life and we go through situations, amen, we need the Lord to come in, because there are many new avenues today that many of us have not been in. Amen. Some of you have been through disasters, behind disasters. Amen. And where you could not get out. Maybe you have been through trials and tribulation and you depended on other people and they would not show up. Amen. They had no interest, amen, in showing up. Maybe you might have been through all kind of conditions, but the ones that have not been, and this program's about, sharing your faith, sharing your condition. Amen, that you can make simplify conditions, simplify explanation and experience, and all of us can share. Like Proverbs says that iron sharpening iron. Amen. Looking at these the definitions here in different Bibles and the scriptures, we'll find here. And the Amplified Bible says, now faith is the assurance, confirmation, the title deed of things. And American Standard says, now faith is the assurance of things. And New International says, now faith is the assurance of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancient ancestors were complimented for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed by God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Amen. So, three translations, amen, brought the word from King James talking about faith is the substance of things. Three translations that we find, amen, the other ones, the other three translations use the word substance, the assurance. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. We find that in Amplified, the New American Standard, New International use the word hope. Amen. It's the assurance of things hoped for. Amen. Now who gonna bring this hope? Amen. Who gonna bring the hope that we have? Amen. Forward. Who gonna bring the hope that we have forward? Amen. It's the ones that the people are places or things, but no, it has to be God. It has to be God. So there are some obstacles that man go through that cannot be explained. It cannot be, excuse me, it cannot be understood sometimes. Things can be hampered. Amen. Assurances can be blocked by men, women, restrictions. So it's important, amen, to know where can we get the assurance from? Where can we find, amen, someone that's able to bring the assurance to our heart, what we can depend on, what we can believe in, amen. And that has to be God. That has to be God. And many times that we, men and women themselves, amen, they are restricted because of climate change, because of finance, health condition, amen. All type of things can restrict men and women here on earth. So the assurance got to be in God. You have to believe in God. You have to believe in God. Amen. We want to read some scriptures here. Amen. From the Word of God. Amen. And we'll thank God for you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And we're here. Amen. Reaching for you and you, and you can express yourself. Amen. You can express yourself regardless of what situation is, what we're about here on Doctrine of Truth, that each individual, amen, have an opportunity. If you're a first-time caller, you can press 1 on your phone, amen. When you press 1 on your phone, then you just, our technician will type you in, amen, and we'll find that, then you express. We will not give your name. We'll give you the last 4 digits of your phone, and you can come right on in. You can dial 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816, 8816. Amen. We thank God for you and you, those of you that. Amen. We know this broadcast has been coming right after many situations that have been happening. Amen. All over the United States, we have floods in some areas, and in some areas, amen, we had a hurricane. Then in other areas, amen, we had fires for a while. And we've been on a hiatus for a little while, making adjustments, amen, knowing that what's been going on and what's been doing, amen, is we have to trust in God. We're trusting God. So when we do trust in God, amen, He will, amen, help us. He will enlighten us. Amen, and bring us to the position that everything will work out all right. Amen. If you don't have your trust in God, amen, things will happen. Amen. And just don't lose your hope. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Amen. All you have to do is push 1 on your phone, Amen. Wherever you might be. And then wherever you are, and our technician will put you in. And if we have a little technical difficulties for a moment or two, just give us time, amen, to make these adjustments. Amen. So call a friend and tell a friend that if your condition, amen, is you're able to help people. Amen. God said in his word, when I was sick, when I was hungry, amen, when I was in prison, amen, you didn't come unto me. Amen. And when I was homeless, amen, you wasn't there. And the question was, Lord, when do we see you sick or hungry or in prison? Amen. And Jesus had said, he said, you know, when you did it to the least one, you did it unto me. Amen. When you did it to the least one, you did it unto me. Amen. So it's very important. Amen. Those of us that love the word of God. Amen. We follow the word of God. Amen. And he directing us. Amen. Whatever might be done. Amen. In heaven and in earth. Amen. We love the Lord. And he loves us. But you know, sometimes we get stressed. Amen. Sometimes we do get hungry. Amen. Because we are here. Amen. And here on earth, we haven't left the earth yet. Amen. Some feel we have left, but no, we haven't left the earth yet. We're still here. We're still striving. Amen. We're still striving. Amen. We're still striving, and we're still looking, amen, for a better day. Amen. There will be a better day. There'll be a better day. Amen. So we're here, and we thank God for you and you, those of you that are able to come on the air. Amen. There's many now don't have electricity. Amen. Some don't have water. Amen. You know, that's for the common things. For the common things. And we thank God. You might thank God. You thank God that you always have water. You would always have lights. Amen. And then you turn to your brother and say, well, I know my brother and sister are going to help me. Amen. That's when you have to have a trust, assurance, amen, that God will work it out. That God will work it out. God will work it out. Amen. He'll work it out. He'll use things that you never thought he would use. Amen. To solve your problem. He'll use things that he never thought you would use to solve your problem. Amen. So all you have to do is push one on your phone. Amen. And we'll be glad. Amen. The last four digits is 6760. Amen. The last four digits. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you, Pastor Poole. How you doing?
All right, and you?
I'm all right. This is Pastor Andrew Wells, Jr. How you doing, sir?
All right. God bless you, Pastor. Good to hear from you. Amen.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Our subject tonight, we're go right ahead. What you have about?
Faith. Yeah, I'm just listening to what you're saying there. Very encouraged about the word faith. And I thank God for the program tonight. But I know you're speaking to some people who are going through some things in our country. You know, some natural disasters has happened, and just want to encourage them to just wait and be patient, and the Lord is going to bring them out. But we've been challenged here in South Florida before with a few hurricanes while our power was out and eating cold cuts and, you know, cooking outside and stuff like that until power was restored. So I'm just praying that the people will just be patient, and those individuals will get to them as soon as they can.
All right. God bless you, Pastor. Good to hear from you. Amen. You can remain around, and our technician will tap you off of the studio, but you won't tap your phone off. Amen. But we're glad to have you. Amen.
No problem.
Amen. Continue to pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Again, those of you that are listening that will be here for the first time on enjoying the radio broadcast, and we reach out to those that are without power, without trust, but you're not without God. You're not without God. Amen. You have to keep that in mind. Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And that's what he means. He means his word. And you know, we have to depend on that, and we have to believe in that. You know, we go to Romans 10. We're talking about faith. We go to Romans 10 and see what the book, the word said, because we gain faith by listening to the word. The more you're listening, amen, listen to the word of God, anything you listen to, you build up a trust in it. You build up some understanding in it. Amen. And because you study it, you listen to it. In Romans 10, amen, and it says in the 17th verse, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So those of you that those of you that are around, and the more you hear, you have to be careful how much hearing, what are you hearing, how constantly you hearing this situation. Okay, we have another caller. The last four digits is 4427.
Good evening. Good evening, Bishop. Good to be back on the call, and I sure bless the broadcast. This faith, living by faith, I tell you, it really touched me because as I think on it, you know, living by faith is a process, and as the years go by, a lot of younger people haven't had an opportunity to experience a great deal of things, so trying to live on faith might be a little hard to understand and kind of difficult to get into, but some of us have been here a little longer can remember, you know, our world is full of technology now, and we have we've gotten so used to convenience and things being readily available that when these storms come, and the word of God say, and when the storms come, because they will come, and they take the power away, we depend so much on the electrical power that once it's taken away, it sends a panic throughout the neighborhood and the communities, and then there's the fear of water everywhere and no sight of dry land. And the combination of the two can take a person that had never known such conditions and just put you in a frightful state of fear. And if you have not really digested the word of God and made it a part of your daily life, if some of us have went through some trials, and we learn through those trials how to use the word to carry us through. But nowadays with these storms and floods and stuff, it's catching some people totally off guard when they never known such. And I'm telling you, you can get mighty comfortable with the conveniences of the modern day technology. And so when it comes when that stuff is not available at your fingertips and stuff, it sends a panic through people. And if you haven't been studying the word of God on a regular basis, see, hearing the word of God, you got to keep hearing it. You got to keep it before you. That's the only way you, when you get in trouble, that you're going to call on that faith, and that faith is going to be able to keep you calm, keep you from panicking. And this is something that nowadays is not known, because we have leadership in the country now that we don't know what to believe. There's so much confusion in the nation that the truth, God's truth, is not being preached the way it was many years ago. So without the truth, panic is easy to come about, because your people don't know what to believe in. And you can't develop faith if you don't know the truth. So if you don't keep the word before you keep hearing the word, you just don't have anything to build your faith up.
All right. All right, can you speak to that? I know your conditions up there, amen, and how do you get yourself during that time?
Well, I went through a number of trials and tests during the time that I was in Florida, and I thank God for every trial and every test, because now I know how to stand on faith. I know how to not be disturbed but by what I see and what I hear. And bless God, the only thing that I can report on in my area, we had some dead leaves to fall off the tree. That was it. And I'd say 10 miles from me was flooded out all around me, but the Myrtle Beach only could report some fallen leaves, while 10 miles away in the city, 10 miles away, were completely flooded. And everything around us was flooded, but we was untouched. And I'm going to tell you, I just got such a strong faith for what God has shown me through so many trials and tests before I got here, that I truly believe that I'm not supposed to participate in negativism. And I just got a strong belief in my faith that I don't care what may come. It may come all around me, but it's going to come nigh my tent, because I have been through so much before I got here that I just don't believe that it's for me to participate in it. And you got to stay in the word. Only you can't build faith if you don't stay in the word. You know, I think about when Peter was standing around the fire while Jesus was being crucified, and he was standing around the fire, and the people said, "You sound just like one of those Jesus people, one of his followers." And as he tried to say some slang word to blend in with the people, they said, no, you talk just like him. You talk just like him. You've been around him." And this is where your faith works. You got to stay in faith so much that your heart, your spirit is so full of faith that can no corrupt stuff get in your spirit, because all this faith is in you spewing out because you have stayed in the faith. You stayed in the word, and you consumed by the word. So you can't even talk like the rest of the world. You can't get your faith to be slack, because you are not consumed with the worldly thing. You consumed with the word of God. And that puts a boldness in you that you know that, no, because I'm obedient to God's word, I keep God's word before me. And God said, "Think on these things always. Whatever so is good, whatever so is righteous, whatever so is pure." You just got to stay with it. And after a while, you'll begin to believe and stand on your faith, and you just know it. I'm not going to participate in negatives. I serve a living God of order.
All right.
And
all right.
I'm just not
going to
participate in negatives.
Mm-hmm. All right. God bless you, man of God. Amen. And we were on the cutting edge there, and we thank God for the assurance. Amen. The more you, like you say, you quote it in Isaiah, to keep your mind on him, and amen, and keep you in perfect peace. Amen. Amen. God bless you for that up-to-date, amen, cutting-edge testimony. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to Anyone else can push one on your phone. Those of you that are the first time being with us, amen. I know many of you be listening in. Maybe you want to share, amen. Very shortly, you can just share. All right, we have, someone else here. Amen. I believe in on the area code 561. Is that 3518? Area code 561-3518. God bless you.
Yes, good evening, Bishop. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be able to be in the number this evening. And it is what he's saying. But you need more God. You need more. Mm-hmm. You need to believe. Know that you know that you know. Before you can have faith. You can't have faith in something that you don't know or someone that you don't know. That's why the word
right.
says, I abide, you abide in me, and my word abide in you. So once you got the word deep down inside, and the more, that's what he said, the more you hear it, the more you study, and you believe wholeheartedly, your whole mind, your whole soul, your whole heart in Jesus. That's how your faith, that's your faith, because you know you're never going to have faith in something or someone that you don't know anything about. And that's what's wrong with people. You got to believe. And you either believe the word, the true and living word of God, that Jesus came, he lived, he died, and God raised him from the dead. And you keep on staying in the Bible, stand on the word of God. That grows your faith. But you need more God to have more faith. Thank you,
all
Bishop.
Right. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Amen. And we're at the half hour now. We're going in. We like to, you know, what I've been hearing is, amen, being active. Amen. That's what James talk about. Amen. You got it, but you got to put it to use. You got to put it to use. And woman of God was saying, you got to get it all in your bones, in your mind. Amen. Get you a tape recorder. Get you a CD. Amen. A DVD. And let it play all around you. Amen. Because your conscious and your subconscious will pick up the word of God. You might not be meditating on, but you know how your mind pick up something when you go into the community and you're riding around, you're not even thinking about nothing, and someone come by and play all kind of music, and next thing you know, you have to catch yourself, you know, because the natural man, he's a recorder too. He catches things, and we just have to flush it out of our mind. Amen. We got to think on it, practice it. Amen. God bless you. Continue. We're going to continue on. We thank God. We heard from 954 and 561. Amen. Do we have anyone else? You can press 1 on your phone. And we're talking about living faith. Amen. Living faith. Amen. How to live on faith. Amen. You know, it's boiled down to what you believe in, what you assured of. Amen. How you feel. Amen. You believe in your car. You believe in your house, your room, because what? You use it all the time. You use it all the time. You got so now, it's just a reaction. Amen. So if God been just, if anything come up, remember how you used to hit your finger, oh, Lord Jesus. It's just, is that prominent to you, just on the tip of your tongue. Amen. Is anything to say, oh Lord, you know, today and time, you know, we always have to become aware of and accept the fact that we're still living in the world where we came out of, but we're still in this world, amen, of lost people. Conditions are happening. God reign on the just as well as the unjust. Amen. These storms and these riots, amen, and pollution, come on all of us, all of us. Amen. All right, don't want to get started here too much. Want someone else to come in and share. Amen. That's what we're about here on Doctrine of Truth, down to the grassroots level, how you look at faith and how things affect you and how you utilize God and the Word in your diet each day. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Our technician will put you in, and we'll announce your area code and last 4 digits. You don't have to give your name because this program is being recorded, and you can go back to Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and you can pull up many more during the run of the day, all through the times, any time you want to, and these broadcasts. Amen. We're talking about living faith. Amen. Faith has a lot involved in it. Faith now, not tomorrow, now. Now. You cannot put God out of the picture any time of your life. Amen. It's chaos. It's chaos. Paul is saying, amen. You know, without God, it's chaos. Amen. So we need God every day. God does not go on a strike. No such thing. Amen. You know, Ezekiel 18, we was talking about Ezekiel 18, making an example about, amen, people, about repentance, and about how people go on a sin vacation. In other words, I'm just paraphrasing. But God loves everybody. He don't want nobody to die. All they have to do is repent. Amen. All they have to do is repent. But, you know, without God, it's chaos. Amen. Everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. Amen. But without him, it's just totally chaos in the world. And, you know, we don't want that. Amen. God is still in charge. That was Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord. For love the Lord. All right, you can push 1 on your phone. We're moving right along here. And we're talking about living faith. And this is the just shall live. The just that shall live. We got to live on this daily walking. Amen. Daily talking it. Amen. Daily believing it and sleeping it. Yes, your daily life consumed with your job, amen, your community, and all the other activities. But when it comes boiled down to it, you still love and trust God. You still love and trust God. And don't say you're not going to get sick. That's why the church and Jesus came in the gospel. Part of the gospel is preaching concerning about healing. Amen. The healing. Jesus healed the sick. And the Jews believed in more healing from the Old Testament up, but when it came down to God forgive sin, they thought Jesus was blaspheming. But they believe in healing. Amen. Today, people believe God will forgive them of their sins, but when it comes down to having faith that God will heal, it's because, like I said earlier about the message, they were saying about the message, you got to preach more of the whole picture. We got to preach the whole gospel. Amen. Got to preach the whole package that Jesus did. Amen. Not only he healed, by his stripes we're healed, but by the blood of Jesus washed away our sins. Amen. Push 1 on your phone. Amen. Here we are. Amen. And we thank God for all of you, you and you. We're praying for each and every one. Amen. It's on this broadcast. And nobody's praying for you. Amen. Blog Talk is praying for you. Doctrine of Truth, we are praying for you. Amen. And we are helping others. You might not think your testimony is helping others, but you are. Amen. It helps all of us to know that God still lives. He's not dead. He's not dead. Oh, no. He's not dead. All right. We can push 1 on the phone, and our technician will take you in. Amen. Faith. Faith. Amen. Faith. Amen. It can be as little as a mustard seed, as small as a mustard seed. It doesn't take much, amen. When a person make up their mind of certain things they want to do, and when people make up their mind, those of you in leadership, know when a crowd, amen, a group begin to make up their mind on something, amen. When people make up their mind, regardless of what they believe in, amen, and they turn to what they believe in, amen, it's hard to stop. It's hard to stop, amen. One person decide they want to help the world, that motivates them. That motivates them, amen. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, and evidence of things not seen. Your hope, keep the hope, amen. If you got your hope, amen, that hope will constantly push you through the dark days, amen, the weak days, the days when you feel that nobody's there. But if you ever just put your mind on God, amen, doesn't matter, radio might go off, TV will go off, like we're saying about our technology now, amen, is baiting people up, and look like when the enemy pull it out from under us, amen, we need it. That's a part of the new world order, amen, and we get into that. Amen. It's a part of the world of Antichrist. Amen. 666, high technology. But Jesus is right there with you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Amen. So, he is better than technology. Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is always, he'll bring back to your remembrance songs that maybe you forgot about certain songs. Amen. And those of you, it's good to hear music. Amen. Music will energize you. It will inspire you. Amen. Music came from heaven. Amen. Have gospel songs that have messages to them. Amen. Messages, uplifting messages. Amen. Encouraging messages. And the Holy Spirit will work with that. Amen. All right. We're talking about living faith. Living faith. What are we doing? What are we doing when the lights turn off? When the water is out? Amen. What do we do? Amen. Paul said in Romans 6, Ephesians 6, he said, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. Things happen in this world, but you know Satan, he's the prince of the air. He's the prince of the air. Amen. And regardless of what people do against you, amen, we have that hope. We have that shield of faith. Amen. That shield of faith and the whole armor of God, that shield of faith, can quench all, amen, the device of the wicked. People try to discourage you, confuse you, amen, but your faith can come up and say, well, you know, I believe God. I believe God can get me out of this. I don't know what he's going to use. God is big enough. He's big enough in my town. He's big enough in the world. And as you begin to talk to yourself, Paul said he encouraged himself. If you ever try to encourage yourself, that's part of faith. Amen. Because it keeps the hope up. Amen. All right. We're going here. We're getting ready to move in. Next 5 minutes, we always like to go into prayer. Have about four people to pray. But right now, we still got about another 5 minutes to listen to testimonies or comments. Amen. You can just push one on your phone. You dial 1-347-215-8816 or 1-855-236-2252. All right, 4427-954. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Bishop, when it comes to faith, I feel like I have an unfair advantage over everyone else because 10 years ago, well, pretty much coming up on 11 years ago, I believe that my time here on earth was over. that was the time I got my double transplant, and I had about a week to go. So ever since God took over and extended my life, mm-hmm. I I believed at that moment that he showed me a love to let me know my natural time was up. But because of what he has for me to do, he extended my time. Now, he's done that for Zachariah and a few other people, but he extended it for me. And that touched me in a way that I know what I know now. And because he extended my life when my time here on earth was up, I know I serve a living God, a God of order, and I'm not going to participate in any negativism because I serve a positive God. God is not a God of destruction. He's a God of order and life. And when storms and stuff comes, I can't participate in them because God didn't extend my life for me to participate in negativism.
Mm-hmm.
No, he did not do that. There's a greater purpose, and that purpose was not to participate in negativism. So I looked at life from that point on that I'm not allowed to participate in negativism because I serve a living God. There is a God of order. And that's my reference points that I look at every day. I serve a God of order, a living God. So anything that's got negativism in it, I'm not allowed to participate in it because, see, I believe in this living God, and he has nothing to do with it. He said he wouldn't even look on sin. And since he extended my life for his purpose, I know that I'm just an eyewitness in this body to anything that would come, but I'm not allowed to participate in negativism.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. The testimony. Amen. God does things for good. Amen. Quoting the Philippians, the 4th chapter, he said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, Philippians 4:8, amen. That's our practice daily. That's part of the warfare, amen. We go through, amen, to keep our minds, amen, and our spirit uplifted. It will come. The Bible give us, amen, it give us information how to deal with these situations and get the victory. And get the victory. All right, man of God, God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
We have another testimony real quickly, like, amen. Bible says, out of mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. God is alive. God is alive. And how to get through the rain and the storm. Amen. We put up our trust and our hope in God and make our move. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, Matthew 7:7, seek and you'll find, knock, and the door be open. Amen. You have to call different people, search out different situations. Amen. But just don't give up. Just don't give up. The devil don't give up. Why should we give up? Amen. The devil do. And used to have this old saying, oh, the devil did this, the devil did this. Well, if he's not giving up, what about you? James say the devil believe that there's a God, he trembles. Amen. So we should know God don't sleep, he don't slumber. Amen. He's always there. That's a part of our assurance. Amen. That's a part of our hope. All right, we can take one more caller because we want to go into prayer for all of the saints, and not only the saints, but those that, amen, Matthew said, Jesus told the people, amen, when I was sick, when I was hungry. So there are other people out there that God know they will come to him. Amen. You might not know who they are, but we have to love everybody. Love conquers the world, brethren. Amen. We still got to love them. It doesn't matter what sin they involve in. We still got to love them because one day you was in that some kind of order, disorder, and God's eyesight until you repented and told God, forgive me of my sins. You didn't know what there was, but you wanted to be on God's side. And you heard the truth. You heard the truth about this world going to pass away. and that God, through the church and Jesus Christ, we can have victory and have power. Amen. And we heard the truth. Amen. That God loved you. He cared for you. He will heal you and protect you. Amen. But you got to make a step towards him. He's all powerful. He's got all power in his hand, all of it. Amen. But you have to learn how to connect it. You know, you take a extension cord and you plug it into the wall. Amen. Repentance helps us to plug our life into heaven. Amen. Plug our life into heaven. Asking God to forgive me of my sins. Amen. And you say it from your heart and you believe it. From your bone, like I said, to the marrow in your bone, and you realize, amen, that this world is not your home. There got to be something better. And you trying God through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And then you begin to learn more. The more you learn of him, the more you learn of him, amen, you'll find yourself, like all the testimonies tonight was talking about today, amen, what they call faith. You got a lot of substance. Got a lot of belief in you. Got a lot of assurance in you. Amen. That's what faith is about. Amen. You call it faith then. You call it faith then. I believe, but I got faith now. Amen. I got a lot of substance in me. Amen. God has taken me through the rain and the storm. All right? All right, we're getting ready to go for prayer now. We need three prayer warriors. Oh, this is going to be a short prayer. You push one on your phone. I will take knowledge and put you in. All right, we're going to 954-4427. God bless you.
Father God, we thank you for your word, that you have, that we have your word ready at disposal at any time that we so decide to go to look at your word. Father God, it is in print. All we have to do is pick it up, and the Holy Spirit will guide us to it, that it would get in our spirit and strengthen us. Lord God, you ask us to have joy in all things, not some things or sometime, but in all things have joy. Lord God, if you said it, then it is what you meant, and we are to stand on that joy. I thank you, Father God, for the broadcast. I thank you that each and every person listening to this call will learn to get the faith in them and stand on faith to put it, make it a part of their daily lives. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless you. Another caller, that's push one on your phone for a short prayer, by 30-second prayer. Amen. And we're technician will put you in. Amen. We're talking about faith, asking God to protect each and every one. Amen. We have a caller that's pressed one on your phone. Amen. We're over this message and over those that are listening. Amen. Faith. Amen. James said that the prayers of the righteous avail. Amen. Avail it much. Amen. The prayer of faith. Amen. Prayer of faith. That's a hope and the assurance. We know in God. Father, we thank you right now for each and every one that are listening. Oh, God, we thank you for the studio being filled tonight, wherever they might be, in whatever area code they're in. And, Lord, we ask you to bless them. Amen. Heal and deliver. Put a blanket over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, of the blood that protected them, the food they eat, the people they see, places they go to when they lay down, when they rise up in the morning. Oh, God, give them the movement of their limbs, and we bind Satan's hand. Amen. Whatever weapon he's trying will not be successful, because the blood of Jesus is against him. Amen. And we give you the praise, and we give you glory right now. Oh, God, for another day and another time. Amen. We bless the word of God, and we bless those that are listening. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, all of you, until next time. But also remember, you can go to Doctrine of Truth, amen, Blog Talk Radio, and view this message again, and many more. Pray for your neighbors and your friend, amen, because love still wins. Love still wins. Through Jesus we pray, amen. God bless you.